Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. First of all, thank you so much for always tuning in. I am so grateful and blessed to have all of you in this beautiful community of mine. So I am currently in Berlin for a travel convention, and it has been a very, very beautiful year so far. That's just a quick life update. I just finished doing Finland expedition, which was a huge success. And if you follow me on my social media accounts, you guys know that I've been so busy, but I am trying my best to maintain this podcast. And I'm going to be very honest. There was a time like a few weeks ago when I was thinking about stopping my podcast, and I realized, why did I start this? What was the reason? What was the purpose? Then it reminded me of one of the podcasts that I've listened to where Oprah said, sometimes we do things out of the goodness of our hearts because it helps other people. And sometimes we just don't need to get anything out of it. We are just helping people. And life gives you back so much in some other forms, right? So I think for now, I'm going to maintain my podcast. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about my I don't give a fuck mindset landed me all my dreams. You know, usually I've talked about this in one of my posts on TikTok. When you are someone, you refuse to follow the societal map that people created. You are labeled as the problematic one. Or in the Philippines, we say it like may attitude. Just because you know how to create boundaries, just because you are confident about yourself, your craft, and you say no without any guilt, it doesn't make you the problematic one. It just makes you a person who has clear vision of who they want to be, who they are, or the life they're creating, or the inner work they're doing. That's it. Always remember that people have different versions of you in their heads. And that's one thing I'm learning more and more and more every single day. Who I am, like truly who I am, nobody knows that. Probably even my family, they don't know that. Because we have different versions of who we are. I'm a different version for my employees. I'm a different version for my mom, for my siblings, for our neighbor, for my friends, for the people I know in Madrid, for the people I know in the Philippines. I play different versions in their heads because I cannot be one person for all the scenes in my life. I need to show up in different forms. That's why the earlier we realize that the only key to make ourselves happy is the way we treat ourselves.
That's how we create this I don't give a fuck mindset. When we start to treat ourselves better. You know, yes, if you want to become happy, exercising helps, meditation, going out with your friends, you know, doing something good, traveling, or going after your goals. But the only thing that will keep you consistent with your boundaries, with your I don't give a fuck mindset, with your inner peace, is how you treat yourself and the amount of love, time, effort, consistency you give to yourself. So lately, I talked about consistency in one of my features and in one of my TikTok videos. And somebody left a comment that they believe that self-esteem comes first before consistency. Then I was like, nope, it's always consistency in everything you do. For an instance, let's say, just basic example, you're trying to lose weight. Yes, you are working on your self-esteem, but what will push you every single day when you are no longer inspired? Consistency, always consistency. If you are not consistent, you are not going to be able to boost your self-confidence and your self-esteem. So what pushes you every single day is consistency, you know, discipline over motivation. Same thing with I don't give a fuck mindset. You should be driven and fueled by your boundaries because you know who you are. You shouldn't be driven by your fears, right? You should use your fears to boost your self-confidence. That means we need to keep ourselves put, you know, keep always pushing. And to do this, I need to do that because that's how we create this mindset that does not care about other people. I also shared in one of my videos that confidence is not about telling yourself, I hope they like me. It's about you telling yourself, I know who I am and they don't. So I think that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and I'll see you on the next one. So talking about dreams before I end this episode, when you start to create your boundaries, when you start to create the path that you like for yourself, your dreams, your actions today are, you know, will be the result someday. These actions that you are taking today, the result someday will be you fulfilling your dreams. That's all. And before I end this episode, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at lifeinprogressph. That's all. Ciao, adios. And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.